This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Big moments or small moments? They all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Ameren, Illinois is asking customers for more money, and you'll have a chance to weigh in at public hearings this week. The $134 million rate hike request for natural gas service was filed earlier this year. Consumer advocates have been fighting the proposal for months, and joining me now, Jim Chilson with the Illinois Citizens Utility Board. Jim, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Oh, thank you, Megan. Good to be here.
First question for consumers is, how much is this proposal expected to cost natural gas customers in Illinois?
Yeah, it's a $131 million rate hike request, and that would be roughly $8 to $10 a month more. But the problem is that the company has already gotten three other rate hikes since 2018, totaling about $200 million. Ameren Illinois' gas delivery rates have gone up about 50% in that time. So our message at these public forums is enough is enough. You know, this company's been treating customers like an ATM, and it's got to stop.
Well, help us understand this, because, you know, we see the releases that Ameren sends out showing that they are investing money back in the community for improvements to the pipeline. You know, they're saying that some of this is to meet some federal safety requirements. How would you respond to that?
Yeah, well, the utilities always say that they have to maintain their system, and everybody agrees that they have to maintain their system, you know, in a cost-effective way. The problem is they're supposed to do that without bankrupting customers. And when you look at the details of this case, the company is asking for a 10.7% profit rate for their shareholders in this rate hike. That would be the largest profit rate for shareholders of any major gas utility in Illinois. And that really exposes what the true reason for this rate hike is to increase shareholder profits. And that's what we have a problem with is, of course, they've got to maintain their system. They have to be cost effective about it. But when they're asking for an outrageous profit rate for shareholders, it really exposes the true reason behind this rate hike.
Now, aren't earnings regulated by the Illinois Commerce Commission? Shouldn't really the focus be on that regulatory body?
That's right. And that's why this case is before the Illinois Commerce Commission. It's an 11-month rate case. They filed it in January. It will the decision on the case will be by December, so that this rate hike could be hitting customers in December. And they do deal with issues like that, like the return on equity, which is the profit rate for shareholders. That's a major issue that CUB focuses on. And we found that in our testimony, we found that about $61 million in examples of overspending by the company in this rate hike, that it should be reduced by at least $61 million. When you add other consumer advocates' recommendations, it goes up past $80 million. So that means that we argue that this rate hike is nearly triple what the company can possibly justify. So we're hoping that through the public forum that the ICC will get the message, and through our arguments in this case that the ICC will get the message that they do not deserve $131 million rate hike. That's outrageous and excessive.
We do have to note Ameren Illinois Natural Gas first quarter 25 earnings were $108 million. That was up a couple million from the year previous. How likely is the Commerce Commission to listen to those arguments that Ameren does not need higher revenue for shareholders?
Thank you for asking that. The Illinois Commerce Commission in recent years has shown a lot more sensitivity about affordability. They understand affordability. And on top of it, we think we've made a strong argument for slashing this rate hike. But you're absolutely right. I mean, the utility's parent company has increased profits from 2018 to 2024 when they got these three rate hikes. They've increased profits by about 45% to $6.9 billion. That's the parent company. Ameren Illinois' gas segment has seen its profits more than double. So again, enough is enough. And we think we've made a strong argument to slash this rate hike. And we're hoping for a big turnout at these forums to give the Illinois Commerce Commission that message.
What would you say to arguments that the company might make about the fact that when they do upgrades like this, not only does it benefit the residential customers, but it also benefits companies? They've had some releases out recently talking about the investment that they've made in infrastructure and how that helps businesses provide jobs and boost economic development.
Yeah, that's a really good question. Again, I think everybody wants companies to be healthy. These rate cases are down to the question of what is reasonable and what is excessive. And we would argue that when the company is rolling in profits and they're asking for a 10.7% profit rate for shareholders, which would be the largest profit rate of any gas utility in Illinois, that's just excessive. So we want companies to be healthy. Everybody wants companies to be healthy. Everybody wants companies to cost effectively maintain their system. We don't want them to be excessive in these rate hikes and asking for excessive profit rates for their shareholders that they don't deserve. And I think that's the question: what is reasonable and what is excessive?
So, Jim, if folks have heard this and they want to participate either in these upcoming meetings or just to have their voice heard in other ways, where do they reach out?
Absolutely. Thank you. So this Wednesday in Springfield, there's going to be a public forum at the CMS Regional Complex, 4800 Wabash Avenue in Springfield. And then this Thursday at the New Life Community Church, 1919 State Street in East St. Louis from 7 to 9:30, there will be a public forum. If you can't make it, no problem. You can go to CubActionCenter.com. We have a petition against the NICO rate hike, and also we have a link to the Illinois Commerce Commission website where you can file a public comment. Again, it is vital that regulators hear that real people are being impacted by their decisions, that real people are being impacted by these rate hikes. So please, if you can't go to the forums, make your voice be heard in other ways.
Jim, thank you so much for your time this morning. Appreciate it.
Really appreciate it. Have a good day.
You as well. That is Jim Chilson with the Illinois Citizens Utility Board, and you can get information on those hearings right now at KMOX.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. fast, friendly, clean.